KXSW-MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam calls for votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers, in response to Virginia Beach. Republican leaders in the General Assembly say that's unlikely. And Virginia agriculture officials quarantine Winchester and Frederick County to stop the spread of an invasive insect. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 5th. Governor Ralph Northam is calling on lawmakers to act after Friday's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. He announced Tuesday that he will convene a special session of the General Assembly on gun control. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Speaking alongside Democratic lawmakers, Northam says Virginia can serve as an example for the rest of the country by passing what he calls common sense public safety laws in response to the Virginia Beach shooting. He says he'll propose legislation to ban assault weapons and allow localities to regulate guns in public buildings.
I will be asking for votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers. And I ask that the members of the General Assembly engage in an open and transparent debate, and that the bills brought before the legislature are put to a vote by the entire General Assembly. Let Virginia set an example for the nation that we can respond to tragedy with action, that we can turn pain into purpose. Let's get to work. Thank you.
In the Republican-controlled Assembly, gun control measures fail each year in committee. In a statement, Virginia's Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, says the GOP will focus on stiffer penalties for gun violence during the special session rather than gun control. That sets Democrats and Republicans at odds, meaning the policy choice is more likely to be determined by voters this November than during the special session this summer. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
But Republican leaders in the General Assembly say they will oppose new gun restrictions. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has that story.
Democrats want background checks for firearm transfers, but Republicans block that from coming to the floor. The Democrats also want to ban guns designed to hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition, but Republicans also block that from coming to the floor. Those are two of the 14 bills from earlier this year that Democrats want reconsidered in light of the shooting at Virginia Beach. Rachel Bidecoffer, Christopher Newport University, says the dynamics of this special session will be very different.
The only thing on the legislative agenda are these bills. So if the Republicans want to kill them in committee, it's going to happen with a great deal of sunshine.
And that sunshine will be shining during a campaign when every member of the General Assembly will be on the ballot this November. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says that changes the dynamics significantly.
If the Republicans bottle everything up in committee the way that occurred during the general session, the Republicans are probably going to lose their legislative majorities, and these bills may very well pass next year.
Even if nothing happens during the special session this summer, the lack of action might emerge as a major campaign issue this fall. That could mean a shifting political landscape for gun control when the General Assembly convenes again for next year's session in January. I'm Michael Pope.
The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has quarantined the city of Winchester and Frederick County to try to stop the spread of an invasive insect that first appeared in Virginia last year and threatens half a dozen crops, from partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
There are four states already quarantined to prevent the spread of the spotted lanternfly. One Pennsylvania vineyard lost 90% of its crop.
The insect feeds on more than 70 plant species.
Elaine Lidholm, Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
But the ones that are of concern to Virginia include grapes, apples, peaches, hops, wine grapes.
The concern is its rapid spread in the Winchester area, and the quarantine regulates the movement of things like RVs, lawn tractors, outdoor grills, mobile homes, any type of vehicle, and near the top of the list.
Do not move firewood. If you're going camping, buy it where you burn it.
The pest is easy to spot, and there's a photo on our website. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And that website he mentioned is ideastations.org. Charlottesville is considering removing the celebration of Thomas Jefferson's birthday as a city holiday. The Daily Progress reports that at Monday's city council meeting, Mayor Nikiah Walker proposed eliminating the April observance and replacing it with Liberation and Freedom Day in March. Jefferson's birthday is April 13th, and the city designates the closest working day as a paid holiday. This year, it was observed on April 12th. Liberation and Freedom Day celebrates the emancipation of slaves in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. This year, it was celebrated on the first weekend of March. Finally today, this year, NPR held its student podcast challenge and received more than 6,000 entries. Great Oak Academy is a small 6th to 8th grade school in Harrisonburg. They recently sent WMRA about a dozen podcasts that their students produced and asked us to pick our favorite. It wasn't easy, but we chose 8th grader Mia Hernandez and invited her to come to WMRA along with her teacher, Sarah Gorman. They sat down with WMRA's Chris Boros, who asked Sarah to talk about the class she teaches.
I teach a class at Great Oak Academy called Literacy Workshop. We look at a variety of topics, but we wanted to focus in on our garden and our tree at our school. So we have this beautiful 300-year-old oak tree, and then we have a school garden that we tend throughout the year. And we thought, what better way to express their research than to do a podcast and present their research in a way that could be shared with others as opposed to just being on paper.
So Mia, I want to talk to you about your podcast. Did you know about podcasts before this?
Sort of, because I kind of listened to the radio a little bit.
When you sat down to do your reading, like, how did you feel about that?
It kind of felt awkward. It's just like I'm talking to myself in an empty room.
And so you were given something to read, basically?
Well, I made it myself.
Okay, so you wrote it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. That's what we were curious about that, because we thought, boy, Mia really sounds like she wrote this and it's coming from you.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of Mia's podcast.
Pollinators are good for our food because they collect pollen on their backs and then it falls off their butts. Add milkweed into your garden because it attracts butterflies, and butterflies are gorgeous. And who knows, maybe you'll see some rare butterflies.
So Mia, what we loved most about your podcast was your delivery. How did you do it? Because you don't sound like you're reading. You just sound like you're having fun. And tell me how you did it.
It was fun because I got to put my own music behind it. And I got to research my own things. So like, I'm a photographer.
Oh,
I
cool.
take pictures of plants.
And did that inspire you to do the podcast? Because it was about gardening and stuff?
Yeah.
Were you surprised that we chose yours about among all of them?
Yeah, I kind of didn't really want it because I'm a anxious person.
How did you feel when you heard it back?
I felt happy because it actually sounded like I tried.
What did your classmates think when they found out that we chose yours?
They were all clapping and they were all excited.
That's cool. What about your parents?
I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them that you won this?
No.
I told your sister, so she knows.
Yeah.
So Sarah, tell me about the school you teach at Great Oak Academy.
Great Oak is a school within a school, housed within Thomas Harrison. We serve grades 6th, 7th, and 8th. And our motto or our slogan is we're a caring community of engaged learners growing together. Mm. And so we're small. We have about 10 students per grade. And we like to focus on project-based learning. And so this podcast project was an example of how we're doing hands-on learning in the garden and out with our tree, making our learning real by taking our research and making it into a podcast that Mia is now happy to share today.
We had two options, the Great Oak Tree or the garden, and I chose the garden.
Why?
Because the garden is really pretty. It has flowers, and we even have chickens.
You have chickens in the garden? That's awesome. Do they have names?
Yeah.
Did you name them, or were they already named ahead
of
time?
We all named them.
What are their names?
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
Lunch, dinner, and midnight snack.
That's hilarious. Those are the funniest names I've ever heard for a group of chickens.
Yeah.
If you could do a podcast on any topic, what would you choose?
BTS.
BTS?
Yeah.
What is that?
BTS is this Korean boy band, and they really inspired me.
What's so cool about them?
They made this era called Love Yourself, and they have really touching songs. And this leader called Kim Namjoon, he always talks about loving yourself, even if it's your identity, your gender. Always love yourself.
That's beautiful. What do you think you want to do when you're an adult someday?
I really want to be on stage, be a dancer and singer.
She's a really talented dancer.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. I think you could be a professional broadcaster myself. I can learn some things from you, Mia. The way you read that, it was excellent.
Thank you.
Welcome. Well, congratulations. We're really happy that you participated in this. And Sarah, thank you for stopping in, both of you. Sarah Gorman and Mia Hernandez, thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. All
right. To learn more about Great Oak Academy and to hear Mia's podcast, visit our website, WMRA.org, or go to the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks so much for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.